This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 277 for Tuesday, February 21st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making gains on Tuesday morning in its return from the long weekend. Chicago soil is struggling to find direction, while European rapeseed is mostly higher and Malaysian palm oil is lower. There was no canola trading on Monday due to the Louis Riel Day holiday. Markets in the United States were also closed for President's Day. Crude oil is slightly lower this morning as traders assessed further monetary tightening from the United States Federal Reserve and improving demand from China. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today that the annual inflation rate was at 5.9% in January, down from 6.3% in December. The March canola contract is up $7.20 per ton at $835.60, while the May canola contract is up $6.90 per ton at $827.20. After U.S. markets were closed on Monday, corn is down, wheat is mostly lower, and soybeans are solidly trading in positive territory. Parts of central Argentina were struck with frost over the weekend, an unusual weather event at this time of year, which may have threatened the already beleaguered Argentine corn crop. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange currently rates the crop at 9% good to excellent and 45% poor to very poor. Meanwhile, Brazil's Safrinha corn crop is 40% planted compared to 53% last year, mainly due to delays caused by heavy rains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has reported that cash ethanol prices last week ranged from $1.98 to $2.18 U.S. per gallon, a rise of 1 to 6 cents per gallon. The March corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.76. The frost which hit Argentina's corn crop also affected much of the country's soybean crop as well. It is now rated at 9% good to excellent and 56% poor to very poor. In Brazil, 25% of its crop has been harvested compared to 33% from 1 year ago. South Korea is in the market for 60,000 tons of soy meal. The March soybean contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.36. The frigid temperatures which have affected the prairies over the past few days are going down into the U.S. Central Plains this week, a blow to the drought-stricken U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. U.S. President Joe Biden visited Ukraine on Monday as Russia's invasion of the country approaches its one-year anniversary and missile attacks continue. Japan booked more than 76,000 tons of wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia late last week, while Jordan has tendered for 120,000 tons. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.56. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.04. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.29. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.